Many employees at the UW's popular Memorial Union are limited-term employees, or LTEs. Labor leaders say LTEs were originally conceived as short-term workers who would fill gaps during extended full-time job vacancies. But they say the UW has abused the system, keeping many LTEs on for years at a time, getting full-time work out of employees but not having to pay full-time salaries or benefits. Randy Brink is an official with the AFSCME Public Employees Union. He says LTEs also don't have the right to organize. He says that's made it hard for them to get ahead.
Several years ago, the Memorial Union Labor Organization tried to bargain for a 1 cent pay raise, and the university dug their heels in and just would not relent. UW has this reputation as being such a progressive institution, but if you look at the way it treats its workers, you know, you might think twice about that.
The university says it's not being stingy with its pay and benefits. Officials say they're at the mercy of state budget constraints. Daryl Bazell is the UW's vice chancellor for administration.
Having worked all across state government for 18 years, I can give you many, many examples of LT positions that should be permanent functions, and the fact that they're not has nothing to do with the desire of the agency to have cheap labor. It has everything to do with the numbers game that occurs within state government.
Bazell says progress is being made. He says the UW is converting up to 50 LTE jobs to full-time positions. But Brink says there is a long way to go. He says half the jobs on campus are done by LTEs. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.